Good evening.
Evening. So, here we are. After hours. It's just great to be in God's presence, just to come again and have just a wonderful time with Him, spending time with our Father. It's good, isn't it? Yeah? Let's not sort of take it for granted, the privilege that we have. Just to come before Him, just to spend time at His feet. Because all that time that we're spending, we've got that opportunity to receive from Him whatever it is that He has to give us, that word of wisdom for us, that answer to that situation in our lives. That's the time, this is the time that we receive those things. And it's also the time that we get to lavish all our love and our affection onto Him. It's a privilege, isn't it? Let's just take a minute just to just comprehend that, just to mull that over. That it is a privilege and we've not taken it for granted. Let's just take a minute to reflect on that. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just come before You with an expectant heart.
Amen.
With a grateful heart, with our eyes firmly fixed on You. We thank You, Lord, that we can be of good cheer because You've overcome the world. And not only that, Lord, but You've said that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
We are overcomers. Thank You, Lord God. We have nothing to fear. Nothing to worry about. You've taken care of it all. We praise You, Lord God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And let's just give Him a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's stand to our feet.
Jesus to try and keep His grace.
Presence is here with us.
Brings joy to us. Have your way, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
voice.
The chorus back up on the screen, and if you're not closing your eyes, if you would just look to those words, each of those statements that's made about God there. He's the way maker, the miracle worker,
yes,
promise keeper, a light in the darkness.
Thank you,
and just meditate on each of those statements, and we can apply each one of those to our own lives and how he's been that to us. Each of those things, he's been those things to us in every situation. Let's just meditate on those statements. praise, hallelujah. For each of those things, give him praise, hallelujah.
God, we worship you. Before I was born, my mother's womb knew the Lord. Knew the Lord. Oh, Lord. God. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over. Been so, so good, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. And oh, oh,
won't climb. The mountain you won't climb is coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Praise God, hallelujah.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
How can we possibly respond to such love? We can never love God back the way that He loves us. We don't have that in us. He's loved us more than we can ever give back, but He still did it. Because He is love. God is our strong tower. He's a solid rock on which we stand. But he's a stumbling block to those who are outside him. He's a sweet smelling aroma to us, but he's a foul stench to those who don't know him. But because we're in his presence and because we're in him, his love is sweet, is irresistible to us. And we can't not get into his presence and just feel totally overwhelmed and just enraptured by him. I just encourage you, if you don't feel anything, if you feel like you're not feeling anything, just give it time. Just surrender yourself to him, to his love. Don't feel like you're going to feel something because of what's going on the outside. You've got to just open yourself up to it. And it's not about what you feel anyway. It's about your heart towards him and what you choose to believe about him. So just be encouraged. Just be encouraged. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that God is not there, is not lavishing his love upon you or touching you because you can't feel it on the outside. Let's just surrender ourselves to him.
Oh,
Redeemer and friend, cherished beyond all words. Love never ends. Born in thy morning, oh mercy awakens my soul. I lift up my
seats just for a few moments. Just have a short word that Tom's just going to bring. But let's not lose this atmosphere. Let's just carry on in this attitude of worship as we hear the word. Amen. God is good.